My name is Tom Brady. I live in the retreat at 32766 Harbor Drive. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I just moved into the retreat in May, and I just went through all the documents relating to this thing, and it's interesting reading. One of my concerns is, so the council knows where I'm coming from, this is the original agreement for TESI to build the plant in the retreat. Now, they didn't really build it. Another company called AWM, which is Applied Wastewater Management, actually built it. And TESI was involved in the financing. The way they got repaid for this, the plant cost $1.36 million to build. And the way they recovered this is by charging each one of the people who bought houses in there a connection fee. And the connection fee was, per the agreement, is $9,800, but about $2,000 of it went back to the developer for what he had to do in the area. And TESI gets about $7,800. Well, if you do the math out, basically, the people in the development paid for the plant. But TESI owns it. The infrastructure, by infrastructure, I mean the piping and what I call leach fields. You have another name for them here. The developer had to do those, and they were turned over to TESI also. But they exist on land that TESI doesn't own. They're on land owned now by the community under a sewage disposal easement. So they have an easement to operate on that land. They don't own it. The community now owns it because the developer's gone. As Chris Schell said, the community sold out. The developer's been gone quite a while. What it says is, it's pretty clear to me, it's only two pages, and I've got copies for everybody, on this easement. It says that it's for the operation of a system for the development. And development is defined as the retreat. It's not you can bring anything else in and put it in that leach field. And this hasn't been addressed.
Introduce that, and we'll let our attorney look at that. That's interesting information. Yeah.
You want some more copies for yourselves?
We'll just rely
okay,
on our...
Okay, that's fine.
Our
high-priced attorney.
High-priced.
Best way to go. Stay with the attorney, not the finance guy. All of the amended and restated agreement for the construction, for the fees, and everything else is pretty specific to me, that it contemplates that this is for the development, and a development is a defined term in the easement and in this sewerage agreement. And the development is the retreat. It doesn't contemplate you're bringing anything else in there. Now, I understand that they were at about, as Mr. Esposito said, about 50% capacity. Well, I think I never believe in running at 100% capacity of anything. It'll fail. So it is fully built out. They are bringing in someone else into a facility that the residents have paid for there. And is it just, well, they can bring in other sewerage into us after we paid for and agreed. And I haven't heard anybody address this easement, that it's specific. Council agrees with me that it is for the development, and development's a defined term in here.
Are you for or against? Are you
against?
You're speaking against.
He spoke against.
Okay, that we're in
That's
the
correct,
against
ma'am.
Now. Okay, thank you.
And you're against because of the documents.
Yeah, I mean, I think what they're doing is they're coming in and they're getting the use of our facility for nothing.
Okay,
now,
okay.
I've read their 10K. That's my line of work.
Okay.
And it's a for-profit company, but we've paid for this and they want it for nothing.
Right.
Even though it's on an interim basis. And the idea of, well, our rates might be mitigated or whatever, for some period of time, is what I would call kind of a soft proposal.
Okay.
Or squishy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If the community was compensated, because your interpretation is you should be compensated, if the community was compensated, you wouldn't be against the proposal?
Depending upon how it was done.
Really,
correct.
Has no
correct.
Effect?
Correct.
You wouldn't notice it at all anyway, because it's all underground and all this other stuff, right?
In concept, yes.
Okay, that's fair to say. That's what I'd ask. Right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone else?
I just have a question, and I don't know, while it's open, maybe either side could respond. Is that okay?
Usually our rules indicate that once we have the opposition speak, then there's not back and forth, unless you have specific questions.
I was
going to
maybe direct it. I was just going to say, I know that Tidewater uses the usage for you to calculate your excess capacity at the retreat is based on metered use, right? Where the county uses EDUs.
There's two different things. We charge on a flat rate, but the calculation that DNREC used to re-rate the plant was based on a meter in the plant, not individual customer meters.
Okay.
We don't charge wastewater customers on a metered flow basis.
Okay, because we've had complaints over the years, and Mike can correct me, because we use EDUs because we don't have meters here. It's safe to say that maybe this community, because it's primarily retirees, you know, smaller households versus another community that could have larger households. So when the county calculates an EDU, it's an estimate, you know, of equivalent dwelling unit or whatever, where you're actually using metered. So if the demographics change in that community, if it wasn't largely a retirement community, you wouldn't have as much capacity possibly, right? That could change the calculation.
It could change it, but when you're talking about the way, let me refresh what I said. The way DNREC requires it, they take 3 years, take the top 10% daily flows. By definition, that's a very conservative estimate, meaning 90% of the year, those numbers are less than that. And then that's the way they calculate it. The plant also has some design or some operational capability in it, so it's never maxed out. Mr. Brady is concerned about, you know, getting it to the limit. Our operators are not concerned about that. There should be no adjustment needed because these calculations were consistent with all of our other communities as well. The retreat is not
okay, but
different
you meter,
than most.
You use a metered calculation to come to your
yes.
Capacity
we use wastewater meter at the plant, and we also ground checked it with that community water usage as well. And homes, DNREC normally requires 300 gallons per day to do a design. Our typical homes use about 130, 140 gallons a day.
Could it be the demographics of the community? I'm sure.
It's almost statewide that way.
Okay.
It's just the way the human beings in the last 10 years have really started conserving water, as do the plumbing fixtures requirement.
Fixtures, right. Okay.
If you want to stay for just one question. I might have two, and I'll be done.
Yes, sir.
It's, logically, to me, it would seem that if you run this affluent to this plant at the retreat, I guess it's called, you're going to be treating more than you were before.
Yes, sir.
So that would, you bring those people on, that would, I would think, lower the rates of those who are already there, what they've been paying.
You would normally think that, but again, we have a regulated tariff by the Public Service Commission, which was just established last year at the retreat. And the adjustment needed would probably cost, making the adjustment needed would probably cost as much as the adjustment, just because of the way you would have to calculate it. You have to file for rate change at the Public Service Commission. But what I was trying to say before, if this went on for several years and we did file a company-wide wastewater rate increase, we could look at this community as being one that is self-sustaining more because we have more revenue coming in. We could do that. But we, in and of itself, we wouldn't file it on its own. It just doesn't, it's not worth the effort. Rate cases cost sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars to file.
Even to reduce them.
Yes.
Yes.
And my last question, and it's interesting, the subject the gentleman brought up, but I assume you are aware of this document he's talking about?
I'm not sure I am, but I'm assuming my attorneys are. I know we have proper easements.
I mean, I'm just curious why it hadn't been addressed, that you dealt with this and you're going to have the homeowner association said it's okay to do that and all those things. Because I assume you can't just do what you want to do. There's a document.
The agreement was negotiated at a time when Caldera owned both Retreat and Coastal Club. I did not participate in those negotiations, so I'm not that familiar with the document. I will say that the Owners Association did not oppose the application at Planning Commission, so they've obviously changed their position, and it's something we'll have to address.
Well, he's not the association. He's an individual.
Are they here? Is the association here?
No, he didn't claim he was. He was just... He said he was an individual right property owner. And Mike's point is...
I mean, my point is, obviously, you just if that is in fact the facts, you can't just go in there and put more stuff in there from someplace else.
I need
the document says you can't.
I need to read the agreement to give you that opinion.
We were wondering if you were aware of it.
I am aware that there is an agreement because I submitted a copy of it to you as a part of your package.
Are there any other questions?
I want to ask Jerry one more question.
Yes, sir.
I know our attorney probably wants to go home, but on this sewage that goes in, is that completely treated before it goes into the laterals or to the ground?
Yes.
Septic system?
Yes. We have a plant. Let me point to it.
This shows the collection system. These green arrows point to the collection system. The treatment plant is right on Cedar Grove Road.
Okay.
Probably driven by it. So everything's collected. There is a plant that treats to the effluent requirements in the inland bays here. It's stored for a period of time, usually about a day, then it's pumped through a pump back to this. This is the purple arrow. These are the series of the five alternating drain fields.
Yeah.
So it's all treated here to meet the required standards before it's put out here.
Okay.
And then we have monitor wells all around the drain field.
What I was getting at, I hope, you know, these septic systems go bad every once in a while.
Yes.
And the main reason is probably soaps and grease.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if this system is completely taking its soaps and grease out of there. If not, by loading up extra, it's going to create problems. I mean, I sort of agree with this fellow here because familiar with septic systems.
Right.
That you can run into a problem. And they don't like to put, they don't, fact the state has regulation or whatever you can do, go dump your grease is another thing away from these things. So I assume somehow you're going to, I don't know how you're going to do it unless you some way can separate your greases and those things.
Well, that's done in that big building.
Well, without getting into that septic system. And I mean, and if you get in them fields, you've got some expensive problem.
Well, let me just clarify one point. This is not a septic system. The drain fields are, I call them drain fields just to help explain them to you. They're enlarged subsurface disposal fields under pressure. So they're pressurized dosing fields that you would
You're not putting this underground.
Yes, we are. No, we're putting it underground, but what precedes it, this is the important point. You have a drain, you have a disposal system, you have a treatment system. A septic tank before a drain field is completely different than a sequential batch reactor treatment plant that costs $1.some million to operate and is meeting all of the drinking and other quality standards here. And in a community like this, the grease that you get is household grease. It's not like we have in Milton, where we do have a grease problem, restaurants and commercial establishments, where we have to worry about grease traps and jetting out lines. We're not going to have that problem in a residential community. Coastal Club will be the same thing.
I don't know. I can't say you won't have a residential area.
Well, we operate...
I've seen some grease in some homes. I'm telling you, it's just can't believe it's unbelievable. But
I understand. The only system of the eight that we own and operate, and we operate others under contract, okay. The only system that we own that is a problem is Milton because of the commercial establishment.
If you're taking out the grease and soaps, you'll probably last a while. If you don't, you're in trouble.
I agree.
Okay.
I'm done.
Thank you. At this point, there was no one else that wanted to speak in opposition. So at this point, we can close the public hearing. close the public hearing. If the council desires, they could close the public record in this. There is one thing, we did have the one easement that had been
document.
Forwarded, and I do need to look at that
mm-hmm.
and render an opinion to
right.
council.
We
right.
will close the public hearing.
And this is a matter.
The opinion.
And we will keep open the record only for
that
Mr. Moore's answer on the document the gentleman gave you about the
yep.
no. easement.
That's correct.
Yes.
In that area.
Yes, and yep. this was a matter that was deferred by planning and zoning, so it needed
anyway,
deferral.
Yeah, so I make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to defer. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
We need to get really a position for our engineering department to take a position.